Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the 99% Local Podcast. I just want to first say thanks for all the comments and feedback for last week's first episode. That's what local community is about here in Middle Tennessee. Secondly, if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me at 99%localpod@gmail.com or go to the website at 99%localpod.com. I want to hear from you. If you're enjoying the episode so far, let me know. If there's someone you think would be a great guest, let me know that as well. Well, let's get right to it. I'm so excited to introduce the guests on this week's podcast. They are a husband and wife team, John and Heather Folk. They reside in Spring Hill, Tennessee. They run a little, I guess you'd call it a little side hustle called Cold Blooded Brew Coffee Company or Roastery. You can decide what you'd like to call it. That's definitely a tongue twister to say Cold Blooded Brew. Try to say that five times fast. Anyway, this isn't your normal cold brew coffee that you could get at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. The difference? They have so many great flavors. No sugar. You'll learn more about that during the episode. The best part is their signature craft brews are delivered right to your door. Think of them as the modern-day milkman, but with coffee, which we definitely know is better. So strap in, enjoy this episode.
So I'm Heather. And this is John.
You gotta start over without the laughing.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
No, you don't have to. We'll leave it in there.
We have to do that.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
He's so formal.
That's okay. I'm gonna leave that in there. Okay. All right. Start over. Go ahead.
I'm Heather.
I'm John.
And what do we do?
We brew and deliver delicious coffee.
Cold brew.
Yes. Yes. What's it called?
Cold-Blooded Brewing Company, Cold-Blooded Coffee and Roastery is what our bottle says, whatever you choose.
We're having a bit of an identity crisis.
Yes.
All right, so you guys have been around, what, like 6 months?
Yeah, 6 or 7 months, something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So kind of give me the background of how you guys got started or got your idea for this.
Yeah, so it was kind of my fault that we're doing this. I had to convince Heather to join me in it. I was listening to a podcast by some local guys. It's called the Bewildered Men Podcast. And they were interviewing this guy named TJ, who lives in Southern Illinois. And he was talking about how he had this cold brew business where he had just started brewing his own cold brew and then giving it to people, and they liked it and they wanted to pay him. And so he just kept making more, and suddenly he decided this is actually a thing. And so he started his own business, and he was saying that he went into all the details of how he did it and everything, and then he mentioned toward the end of the podcast that he wanted to open, like spread into Nashville or mm-hmm. St. Louis. And so this was a little before Christmas, and I was really interested because I've always wanted to have a business, and I've always loved coffee, so it was like, this is just like two things right up my alley. And so I contacted him and said, let's get together. I want to try your cold brew. And so we happened to be going to Illinois for Christmas. And so we made this arrangement that we met him in Marion, Illinois at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us a couple growlers of cold
brew
for free. We were going to pay for it, but he gave it to us for free. And we drank a lot of it on the way, the rest of the way back to northern, like to central Illinois. And we really liked it. And so from there, we just started talking to him about, you know, what would this look like? And so, after a month or so of just kind of talking and dreaming and trying to decide what we wanted to do with it, we worked a thing out where we're doing it here. And he roasts our beans and brings them down. We use his branding and everything, so we've just teamed up with him. But so right now, it's like just here and Southern Illinois are the two places you can
Southern get. Illinois. So you said he was in Carbondale?
Well, he lives in Carterville, which is kind
Carterville,
of
Carterville, okay.
Which is between
all
the two.
In that area. Oh, it's not in Carbondale?
It's between Carbondale and Marion.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Geography is not my strong
point. Southern Illinois.
Coffee is.
No one knows where these places are anyway,
yes.
Right? Except maybe Carbondale.
I know.
Yeah. So before you got that idea, like, was there any other type of businesses you were considering? Were you wanting to do something like with delivery, home delivery in this area, or?
Not specifically delivery. I'm a developer. I'd considered starting kind of a freelance web development business, and I was too busy to do that. So I had some app ideas.
He was not too busy to start a cold brew.
Well, so the plan was. Feel free to cut this out if it's too much rambling. The plan was that I would be running the coffee thing.
Oh.
That
okay.
I would brew it myself and deliver it like on my way to work. So mm-hmm. super early mm-hmm. in the morning. And Heather would never have to even think about it. But somehow she latched on to the idea at some point and she became this social media guru. And it became more than just John will do it over, mm-hmm. On his way to work.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook you both say you're the owner. I was really wondering if it was you or Heather.
Yeah, it's totally Heather.
Semantics, yeah. Is that the right word? Yeah.
And I think you switched jobs at some point, but you were working from home, right?
I was, that's right.
So the idea kind of came up probably when you were still mm-hmm. working from home, so it probably yep. would have been a little easier, and then
you're right
you
about
switched
that.
Jobs, and so that's kind of how you... Heather became
well,
it, so.
Yeah. I mean, this we've been married 17 years, so this idea of John having big dreams and then Heather picking up the realization of the big dreams, this is nothing new. So that's why when he was like, "I want to do cold brew," I was like, "Can I do cold brew? Can I do that?" So it's fine. It's good.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Definitely, when I was working from home, it made more sense. But we talked about that, since I'm not going to be working from home. And at that point, you'd gotten pretty involved.
Also, John didn't realize that you can do maybe, like, 3 porch drops in the morning. But when you have 430 people that like your page, that's a little bit more than 3 porch drops every morning.
Yeah.
So, it's fine. It's great.
So, do you guys do the coffee here? I'm, like, looking around. I don't see any evidence of running a business, so.
I know. We do.
We have a secret lair.
We have nooks and crannies layer. All yeah. over the house. It's kind of spread all over the house. It's the nice thing about the business, and one of the reasons why I said yes, is because cold brew is a great product because it takes several hours to brew, and that's like a majority of the time is getting that stuff brewed. So we have a specific space in our house designated just for the brewing process. And then we typically bottle right here in the kitchen, and then we have a refrigerator in the garage where we store the sealed, ready-to-go
yep. yep.
product. So, mm-hmm.
it's just so pretty easy, huh?
It's... Okay, needing my own words. Yeah, I mean, the brewing bottling process is easy. It's just time. But yeah. I love getting to know people. So the reason I was like, yeah, I'll do that is because A, it's sustainable, which I really like. And B, I'm an extrovert, like, up here. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll deliver to people and get to know people. And that sounds like fun.
So the cold brew thing, it's pretty popular. So, like, what makes... your specific brand stick out among others, like what Dunkin' sells or Starbucks?
Yeah, so one of the things that's nice about our coffee is that it's sugar-free. So before we were making our own cold brew, Heather was getting coffee at Dunkin' and other places on a regular basis. And what would you drink usually?
It was always loaded with cream and sugar.
Yeah.
Whatever way I had it, it was always full of cream and sugar. Mm-hmm. So when we started brewing and selling this and I cut Dunkin' Donuts, I actually lost weight because it wasn't sugary. I don't put any sugar in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't put any sugar in it. And so it was a diet change for me. So yeah, I loaded my stuff down and I don't have to do that for the most part, which is nice.
And it's also really smooth. It's probably some of the smoothest coffee I've had. I mean, before we started doing it the way we're doing it, in the past we used to try to brew our own cold brew and it was always
so bad.
It was really
sooty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like we didn't filter it right, and the concentrate was messed up. Like we couldn't get the ratio right with mm-hmm. water and concentrate and everything, and it just wasn't good. It was mm-hmm. really bitter, and so having one of the benefits of working with a guy who'd been doing this already is that he had done a lot of experimentation and really gotten things down mm-hmm. to a science, and so it was like. Nice to kind of skip all that and to be able to jump right in.
Well, and the reality is there's not flavored cold brew on the market. Maybe mocha.
That's right. Right.
Like there's
yeah.
no...
Very few flavors, yeah.
There's very few flavors and mm-hmm. decaf is difficult to find. So, I mean... Yeah.
Right, because when people think cold brew, they think super caffeinated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So decaf cold brew is almost like, doesn't compute for a lot of mm-hmm. people.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yet people still order it. I mean, it's not super great. Popular, but
yeah, I mean, it's great for those people, especially that can't drink caffeinated drinks, that they like the flavor of cold brew. And
so the flavors, is that kind of driven by TJ, or are you guys, you know, have any involvement with that?
Yeah, so in terms of like developing them, or so he had quite a few that he's already developed before we started working with him, but we've come up with some ideas.
We throw them out all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like always throwing out flavors.
The dark chocolate orange was one that came out of me suggesting that we do like a dreamsicle kind of thing, and he put a chocolate spin on it, and I liked it quite a bit, and especially with some cream, it was really close to what I had in mind.
So has anyone recommended like a pumpkin spice cold brew?
Okay, we did. Yeah? And apparently they sold that and it didn't catch on. And
really?
So they're not planning on offering it this fall. We do have a fall flavor, which is fun and different, which I'm not going to say at this point. But yeah, he said they did it and he thought it would be a huge hit because everyone loves pumpkin spice. And then it didn't really take off. So they're going to try something more unique, which is what I like too. Like, I like that he grabs these flavors that I'm like, oh, interesting, I would not have thought about that. Sometimes they work for me and sometimes they don't. It all depends, but yeah.
And the nice thing about cold brew is that you can get any kind of flavored creamer of your own at the store. So if you wanted that pumpkin spice cold brew, you could just get like an original dark roast and get a pumpkin spice creamer.
I might even do that. Now that you're saying it out loud.
Yeah.
That sounds so
good. So what are your best selling flavors?
Peanut butter cup, dark roast original is really popular. The caramels are always a hit. Any caramel flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
I think that's probably the top.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, in my spreadsheet in my head. I'm like, how many of these have I sold this month? Those are the top three, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a while back you guys are getting into a couple of retail stores as well.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I saw was Salt and Peace in Spring Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Can you kind of talk about how that came about and what you're doing with them?
Yeah, sure. That's.
And again, that's all Heather.
No, it's all Candy Reed. Shout out to Candy Reed. She's gotten us both of these opportunities.
Candy Reed is one of our customers.
Yeah, she's one of our customers. She's amazing.
Who is so great because she loves us so much, she tells everybody.
Yes, so you should do that. Tell everybody. Salt and Peace does not sell. They would be an exchange point if I wanted them to, which is nice. So they have a big refrigerator, and like, if you ever need us to swap out, people need to stop here, we can do that. That was prior to us getting into Columbia. So I was like, this is a great location because we don't deliver to Columbia. So we did a month of tastings there, picked up some new customers, gave them some new customers, which was really nice.
But Salted Peace is, they're
great.
Really great.
Oh, man, we love Salted
They're so
Peace.
Supportive of local businesses,
yeah.
which is super cool.
Yeah, they're great. That's
all
it.
Right. So you mentioned your other, the retail store, Columbia, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because I think that just happened here recently.
Yeah, Candy Reed has a little, so we're in Baxter's Mercantile, which is right off the square in Columbia, or on the square, 7th
mm-hmm.
Street.
Mm-hmm.
And our customer Candy has a little kiosk or whatever they're called. What are the?
A booth
of her own where she makes some handcrafted things. So they actually were going to have Marcy Joe's in, and then Marcy Joe's wasn't able to fulfill that commitment. And so Candy's like, hey, these guys are awesome and it's unique. And so they contacted us and we said yes. And so we started there last week.
Yeah, we just got our stuff in there last week.
And the nice thing about that is that they will be our exchange point for sale. So like, they take care of all of the transaction. Like, you can buy it there, you can swap it there, and then it, you know, we deal with that afterwards. So that's nice. And then the first Friday of each month we'll be there for a couple of hours selling by the cup. So then people
can taste
it.
They have this great event called First Fridays in Columbia. I don't know much
about
it. Apparently
it's a big deal.
But everybody who knows about it tells me you should go to First Fridays.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be there.
Selling cups of cold brew.
It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah.
So who's gonna be there?
Both of us.
Well, we will both be there. For
I'm
sure.
not doing this one by myself. We will both be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's kind of switch gears. I know you guys have a tie to Illinois,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I did too. So is that where you're originally from?
So John and I grew up in the same area of Illinois. We knew each other from like the womb.
No,
not
far
really
back.
In the womb, but like
elementary
kids,
school.
Like little kids. Well,
yeah.
Kindergarten, that's
sure.
pretty far back. We went to the same church for a while, and then parted ways for a bit and then came back together and now we're married. That's a thing. So yeah, we grew up in Central Illinois, same town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were a worship leader, or still are.
That's yes. Yep. Okay. So we were in Minneapolis for the last 10 years and I was leading worship at a little church, and then we moved here and I go to a slightly larger church. And so yes, I'm a worship leader, but the opportunity to do that is a little bit, you know, it's just bigger. So yes, yes I do it, but not full time like I was.
But you do get to lead worship at like Celebrate Recovery.
Yeah, that's amazing. Women's events, things like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how did you end up in Minnesota? Was that after Illinois?
Yeah, it was after. So we both
grew up wasn't after Illinois. It was after Missouri. John got his master's in French in Columbia, Missouri, and then needed to get a job. Okay. I'm telling your life story.
Sure.
You can take over.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, we were both from Illinois. I actually went to undergrad in Tennessee.
Okay.
And, there's a little school called Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee. That's where I went to school. Got my bachelor's in French. And then married this lovely lady, and we moved to Springfield, Missouri, where she could finish her degree in music. And from there, we were in Missouri, and my plan was just to get a PhD in French, ultimately, and heard about a master's program at Mizzou in Columbia, Missouri, and so we moved there, and I got my master's in French. And at that point, right about the time I got my master's, we had our first kid. And so the plan was go to a PhD program.
Or make money.
Or maybe get a job and make
take
some money.
Care of your kid.
So I ended up taking a job at the University of Minnesota. And that's what moved us up there to Minneapolis. And we were there for 10 years. And it was a great job. I taught French for all 10 years. And I led the first year French program. But the problem with it is that I only had a master's. And we kept having kids. I could never get my PhD. And there was just a point where I realized, like, either I need to get a PhD or I need to change careers. And so that's kind of what happened. Mm-hmm. I changed careers.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what brought you down here to Middle Tennessee?
John started working remotely. So I had, like, gravestones picked out for Minnesota, like, in theory, right? Like, okay, we're going to die here. We're going to raise all our kids. It's going to be the most amazing thing
ever.
Three of the four were born there. Great church community. It was just a really lovely situation. And then he started working remotely, and he had went to school in Cleveland, Tennessee, and he's like, I'm done with winter 11 out of the 12 months of the year. Like, I'm done with that. And
it's a slight exaggeration.
I want to move back to warm. And then I do music, so I was like, well, let's... And our parents also are in Central Illinois, so I was like, we have to stay close enough that that's a drive, because I'm really into family. And so Nashville area seemed like the most... made the most sense, I guess.
I mean, there was a lot more to that decision, too. I mean, we were both working like crazy to send our kids to private school because we didn't want to send them to public school in Minneapolis.
We lived in a poor immigrant community in Minneapolis.
And she says that, and you can't tell that she's doing air quotes.
Yes.
It wasn't so much like
that. It was
great. But it won an award for being a poor immigrant community.
And they tried to spin it.
Even though
like,
it was essentially Northeast Minneapolis. But
it was great. I loved it. It was the best.
Yeah, it was a great place. But the problem for me working remotely was that I was working in the basement, and winter is super long and cold. And it's not so much the cold, but it's the long winter and the dark winter. And I was getting depressed working in the basement remotely by myself. And so that kind of encouraged us to start thinking about other places, and Heather kind of told the rest of that. So
besides John, you working full time, and Heather, you delivering most of the coffee during the day, what else do you guys like to do when you're not doing the coffee thing? Because I know you were saying, you know, there's certain days of the week you take off, so.
Mm-hmm. What do we do?
Sleep?
Do we have spare time? Well, I know, right? And not even that, because our kids don't.
We don't sleep, no.
No.
I don't even know what we do on our spare time.
You know, we don't have a ton of spare time, but we do like to explore the area. For instance, we went and saw the Amish area not long ago.
Stop it. Yes, we like to explore. We like to drive. The one thing I appreciate about Tennessee, so I miss about Minnesota, is the lakes. There's tons of lakes. But what I like about this area is the hills. So I love driving around and looking at, not even in fall, like at any given point, I love coming up on the top of a hill and just seeing all of nature. So we do lots of drives. And then we like one time we hiked to find a waterfall.
Yeah, we did some hiking. That was fun.
Yeah. We just like to get out and see what there is to do. Festivals. We like festivals.
Love festivals, yeah.
Pumpkin patches, because now it's going to be
Gentry's
fall.
Farm. Gentry's that's Farm. Amazing.
Stuff like that. We're really mm-hmm. big into mm-hmm. our kids are only here for, you know, 18 years probably. So anything we can do that keeps us as a family is what we do.
So getting back to the business and kind of your backgrounds, because you really both don't have backgrounds in business, right? So,
right.
you know, what do you think? And these might be a little bit harder questions, but what do you think, you know, your own unique skills have helped you with doing this cold brew business?
I can say what some of your skills are.
Since I told your life story.
Yeah. Heather, as you can tell, is a very, I mean, she said extroverted. She's in the strengths finder. One of her strengths is woo, winning others over. And she's that kind
of
person.
We don't know her Enneagram number. Sorry, Nashville. We just know strengths finders.
We've only been here a year. We've got time.
Give us time to get used to the Enneagram. Sorry.
We do. I know my disc.
I probably just like offended half your audience.
No.
My apologies.
But so yeah, like she's just got this great personality that she's great with people, and it comes across in our social media. And it's great for the different business relationships mm-hmm. that we've built.
Okay, so John is very kind to me. I like people. That's true. But I actually worked for a coffee shop for quite a while when I was pregnant with my 10-year-old because it was part-time. And so I can't say that I'm like a coffee connoisseur by any stretch. In fact, when I got hired, we had to taste each of the coffees and like sip them mm-hmm. and like
this
the wine
carrier,
person.
Right?
Yeah. And I was like, this one tastes like dirt, a little bit more dirt. There's a little more dirt in that one. Like, I have no idea. Like, I can't tell you, but I did learn how to make fun things, you know. And then cold brew. I learned how to do cold brew there. But I honestly, I like the system we do much better because I think it tastes the best. Of all the different types of ways I've done cold brewing, it tastes the best. So, which was another reason why I was like, I could do cold brew. Like, I can make that and bottle and figure it out. So, yeah. I don't know. Do you have a skill set?
Yeah. I definitely do.
He's been building a website, so there's that.
Yeah, the website's okay. Not impressive.
It's not impressive
currently.
Yet.
That's something I need to spend
time
on.
But it's
on
the tag,
on.
And you can find it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a placeholder. Yeah, no, so I'm more of a math nerdy type person, so I deal with the numbers and the keeping... I created some spreadsheets and things to kind of keep track of everything
sales
we need to keep
that.
Track of. Yeah, so I kind of do more of the behind the scenes type work that needs to happen. And the ideation, right?
Yeah, well,
I do some of that.
You do those early morning porch drives.
And I'm a morning person, that's
early
a skill
morning.
Set.
So you're doing the early morning drops on the way to work?
Yeah, on occasion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Except that's a little more challenging because he's decided he's going to start carpooling.
Well,
so
I did one this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Carpoolers will enjoy that.
Yeah, right.
Just bring some for them in the car with
Oh, that
you,
was
right?
the first thing they asked for
yeah.
when I joined the carpool. They're like, so you're bringing cold brew for everybody, right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't do it. But, no, I did a early morning drop off at like 6. And then I meet the carpool at 6:20. So, it works.
So this is kind of for both of you. So, you know, if someone else, you know, kind of got an idea like this or wanted to, you know, enter a similar type of business, what advice would you give them? If any. Don't do it?
No, not at all. No. No, I think it's... I would do it again, wouldn't you?
That's such a loaded question.
I would imagine it was a little easier since, you know, TJ was already running it
yes.
and kind of, you know...
That was such a nice
yeah.
a nice thing to have in place.
It's still time, though. I mean, it's just time
it's
and
time.
Energy, and home delivery is great, and people love it. But, I mean, it takes time, a lot of time out of your schedule. So
the delivery portion is truly not very scalable.
Our hope is in the future is that we can begin to get more into locations within our delivery zone
mm-hmm.
and then say it would be great if you could just go swap that out at X location or whatever, you know. I don't know that we'll ever fully take delivery away, but
no.
if we had more options for people, that would be nice. So that's our long-term goal, but I don't know. I don't think it's not worth it. I just think weigh the cost, you know, because it is going to take time. I mean, the easy part is the brewing. The hard part is getting that delivered everywhere, especially when you got a lot of people that want coffee. So.
And I think, I mean, I'm the type of person that loves a new idea. I love to start things.
You're a fire starter.
So I love to start things, and I get really excited about that. But then once it's started, I'm ready to start something else.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing for, it's kind of like having a kid. It's exciting. It's like, so kids, I mean, having a kid, it's really fun when you have your first kid to plan. Like, oh my gosh, we're going to be a family. We're going to have this kid, and it's going to be so great. And then the kid starts growing up, and you still have the kid. And I think that's like with business, you have to realize, like, once you start the thing, not even if you wanted to quit, not saying I want to quit, but even if I did, like, we have people who like our coffee and buy it on a regular basis. So there's a certain amount of responsibility that comes with it, that it's just good to think about that down the road, the think ahead. I didn't do a lot of thinking ahead. Fortunately, Heather does that for me a lot. But
something like that.
But that's, I think, the advice I would give to someone like me who likes to start things, is just kind of have a plan where it's going to go from there.
Yeah. Long-term goals.
Long-term goals.
Yep. So before we kind of wrap up, I like to do this thing called the rapid fire round. I'm just going to ask you guys a couple questions, and then just first thing that comes to your mind. So
okay.
What's your favorite go-to spot in, you know, not just this area, maybe Nashville, whether it's food, coffee, date night to get away from the kids, you know.
What's yours?
Arrington Vineyards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one, because I was totally going to say Chewy's, because that burrito kills my soul.
Chewy's.
Every time. I know, that's such a weird answer, isn't it?
I don't even know what Chewy's is.
You don't know Chewy's?
It's a Tex-Mex place in Franklin.
Oh, okay.
And they I think they started in San Antonio, burritos. But yeah, whatever. You should go, it's pretty good.
All right. Both of you, favorite book?
Oh, my Lanta, that's so hard.
A Million Miles in a Thousand Years.
Really?
I think, is that the title?
I don't know. Is that Donald Miller?
Yeah, Donald Miller book. Mm.
That, do I have a favorite book?
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of Bible studies right now, so I'm like, the Bible? But I don't know if the Bible's my favorite book. Sorry. I hope that's okay to say as a worship leader. I don't know. I like biographies of any kind. I'm reading one about Dr. Seuss right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, okay, favorite musical artist?
We don't do anything cool!
No.
Do you have
one? No, that's not true. I mean, currently, I always have another one, you know.
Oh, you liked Iron and Wine at one point.
Yeah, I'm past Iron and Wine.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a current favorite music. I don't listen to music, and here's why. Mm-hmm. Christian radio bothers me, feels cheesy. But then, like, regular radio, I'm like, are we going to talk about sex right in front of my kids? Because, like, that's not going to happen either. So I feel like there, as a mom who carts her kids around all the time, it's very difficult to listen to music and figure out who your favorite artist is.
This is supposed to be rapid fire.
That's okay.
That's it.
Unlike Pluto. That's my current.
Unlike Pluto.
Unlike Pluto is my current thing I'm listening to.
Okay. I won't ask you the next one, which was, I think we grew up around the same time. So I was going to ask you your favorite 90s song.
What was your favorite 90s song?
Oh,
you liked you were singing it for me the other day, I remember, and all I can think of is Tiffany, which is the 80s.
I was a big Boys to Men fan.
Oh, Boys to Men.
Yeah.
I'll make love.
That's right.
Kidding. Sorry. Was that your favorite song? That can be edited out.
what was yours?
Man, I liked Boys to Men too. I was thinking Tiffany though, but my sister was an 80s child. She's a little older than me, and so I think I'm more of an 80s kid than a 90s kid. Damn Yankees, also a great 80s band.
So is there anything else that maybe I should have asked or others don't know about you, or anything to add about the business? Future things you're working on with Cold Blooded Brew, or anything that TJ might be working on? You mentioned a new flavor. You haven't spoiled that yet. No, you don't have to do that.
You could reveal.
Well,
about
I can
September.
Reveal September's because it's like 2 days away. So September, we're bringing out Rocky Road, which
Rocky
is
Road. Okay.
Really good. It's yes, good. There will be an October fall flavor, but I'm not going to reveal that one yet. It's fun and it's different.
It's not pumpkin.
It's not pumpkin.
Okay.
Which is fun. And then we are at some point going to launch hot beans, so whole bean subscriptions.
Okay.
So you can get
the
any
beans
of these.
Are not hot. But you can make hot coffee with
you can make hot coffee with the beans.
So you're selling
and
the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're still going to deliver those too?
I would, yes.
Yeah, sure.
But it would
okay.
be in subscription. So those will be a subscription because it's just a little bit more, you know, like all of the stuff. It's more to do beans, and so that's fine. So I'm going to launch that soon when it starts to get a little bit cooler. We'll have those also, though, and like Baxter's Mercantile would carry those as well. I don't know. I think that's it. I don't think there's anything to know about us that we didn't just say. I sang Toys to Men, so. Oh, yeah, we have the glasses. We haven't.
Mason jars.
Yeah, little mason jars with the logo. Those are fun. We only have two.
Currently. So,
highest bidder. Just text me how much you'll pay. We're going to sell them, yes, at Baxter's. Not this month, not in September, but we're hoping to have them October so we can sell them at the first Fridays with a glass of coffee. And then once we get them in, we would offer them as well for people who want delivery. If you want one delivered, we would sell them that way too. But yeah, they're fun. We use them all the time. I use it every morning. Right now I'm on a white chocolate caramel kick, so that's what I'm drinking, but peanut butter cup was before that, and I don't remember what else was before that. John's a dark man. He likes the
dark
roast espresso. And I'm the medium roast girl.
Dark and mysterious. Something else.
Dark and mysterious. Something like that. He's total white boy. Like, they're not dark and mysterious. I don't think there's anything else to know about us.
Okay. Most importantly, so where can people find you guys, and how do they go about placing an order if they've never ordered from you guys?
So primarily you can find us on Facebook or becoldblooded.com, which will take you to our Facebook page. It's probably easier to remember becoldblooded.com.
becoldblooded.com.
Yep, that's the one. And then you can go to Baxter's Mercantile, which is in 7th Street in Columbia, and they only have three of our flavors, but you can special order through them, and then we'll deliver it within 48 hours.
Okay. Give us a heads
to
up.
To pick it up. So if we only deliver from Spring Hill to Brentwood, so if you're in Columbia, you have to go through Baxter's to pick it up. But yeah, you can special order there.
Right, so you deliver Spring Hill, Franklin, Brentwood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so if I wanted to go online, or if a listener wanted to go online and place an order with you, how would they do that? Through Facebook, then?
You can do Facebook or the website. So if you go to the website, which John just spelled so eloquently for us, it will take you, if you click on our location, it will take you directly to our Facebook page. Or, yes, so you can find us on Facebook at Cold Blooded Brewing or Dash Spring Hill or something. I think.
Just use the website.
Just use the website. I think it's easier.
Send us a message on Facebook.
Oh, and then you just send us a message with what you want, and we set up delivery from there. Or we tell you to go to Baxter's.
If you're not on Facebook, you can email us at coldbloodedbrew.sh for Spring Hill. @gmail.com.
Yes, we've taken email orders, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Instagram, CBB Spring Hill.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. You can find us. That's all I'm saying. We're all over the place.
Yeah.